Shea has been communicating with Reggie. He knows he's going to be a linebacker. He knows that we're going to work with him at the Sam to start, but he should expect to, you know, work in at both the Sam and the Mike position as he comes back. Well, first of all, coming out, Reggie evaluated him and thought he had the ability and the skill set to be a very good linebacker in the National Football League, and that was great to hear and great to know. So he's excited about working with him, and certainly he is the as an expert as we have on the staff in terms of the ability of developing a linebacker. So we are excited about it. I think Shea is really excited about it, just the opportunity to get off the ball, to be able to run and do some things. And that doesn't mean Shea won't be a pass rusher, but his skill set, his speed, I'm really excited to see how this evolves with him, and most importantly, he's excited about it. Brad, it's a good question. You know, we think John has got we know one thing in our second level, that Lance Briggs is going to be our well linebacker. You know, going in, who's going to be our Mike and our Sam? We're going to move those guys around. You know, and we'll see where we go in that regard. DJ Williams is a free agent. We know that. We don't know where that's going. That'll be part of the process when we come back. But we expect, you know, John to be both a Mike and have the ability to compete at the Sam linebacker as well and learn both positions. You know, I think that, you know, Corey's a free agent just like a bunch of guys are free agents, and he's been very good for our locker room. He shows up every day, and I think the endorsement is he shows up every day, he's got a smile on his face, and he works. And again, it's important, but this is a process, and we know going in, and we said it, coming out of the season, not everybody's going to be back, and that's not relative to Corey here. It's just a comment on this free agency process. We know the locker room's going to be different. There's going to be some guys that are going to be there. There's others that won't, and this is what this process is about. Just as I pointed out in the press conference just earlier, we didn't know we were going to have 10 guys on offense that we have now, and they significantly impacted us. And we have some guys who came back on offense as well. So, you know, we'll just got to see how it goes. I do on a number of – that's a great question. He's in every day early. He's got a drive-in from downtown. If you see him, you'll see that he has been training and has been working. He's very focused. You'll see he's dropped some weight. He looks very good physically right now. Obviously, he's in there working the knee. But he's been on time. He's working hard with Chris, and as I said, I spoke with him yesterday for 30, 45 minutes, and he's committed to getting himself back, and he's got work to do to get there, but he's in a very good place right now, and we all understand the situation, and we'll see where it goes. It's a tough business. We want Roberto back. He knows we want him back. We believe he should finish his career with the Bears and be part. He does so much in our community, and he's such a leader in the locker room. You know, he knows how we feel about him. We just gotta let this thing evolve, and hopefully it's gonna work out best. Number one for Roberto, because that's number one, and from his standpoint, and it should be. It's, you know, he deserves that respect, and hopefully it'll work out for the Bears as well. We certainly, you know, want to see him back. You know, I think that as I said, Rich, it's all part of this process. You know, Charles Tillman's a big part of this. How is this going to evolve? You know, where we are with Major, continuing to develop Chris, you know, and having Tim back, you know, Kelvin Hayden back in the picture, and so forth. So, you know, I hate to use the term overly use it, but really excited about, because of what happened last year and how we built it offensively, is just working through this on a daily basis with Phil and our staffs to get it done and make it work. Well, I think that number one, we've it's early in the tape, and I've done mostly on the offensive side of the ball at this point. And I said it in the press conference again, is how much we left on the field, is how much better we can be. And most coaches would say that it wasn't about what teams were doing defensively, with all due respect. It's things we need to do better and can do better that can allow us to be a lot more productive in those areas. I think, you know, our defensively, the focus has been, Jeff, on obviously bringing our staff together, evaluating our players, and getting a system in place now that'll be flexible to the players that are coming in. You know, we've texted significantly over the last month, and I think that, you know, he wants to, he's challenged by moving forward. He knows he's got to get better. He's working in any way he can at this point in time, working out and training to get himself started. John's obviously John Hoke's communicating with him even more than I am, and I think that he knows he didn't play as well as he can play, and he's moving forward, which is a good thing. I think that number one, Reggie has tremendous experience. That's his specialty is linebacker play. He was a linebacker. He's coached at all levels. He is extremely passionate and dynamic in his presentation. I think that will help. He's very good at developing players, young players, and I think he'll have the respect of our veterans because of his experience. He relates well to the other coaches. I think that Mel having not only Reggie but Paul in his pocket in terms of guys he can work with and communicate with is only going to benefit not only our defense, but our entire football team.